As it says earlier in this guide to the Bodhisattva, way of life, although we all wish to abandon suffering, we end up running towards it. And although we want to have happiness, we end up destroying it as if it were our enemy. So here, it is the case that although all sentient beings want to have happiness, we end up really running towards our own suffering, or creating our own suffering. Being under the control of our afflictive emotions and karma, sentient beings are such that we end up grasping at things that are really suffering as being happiness, and therefore we create the causes of our future suffering by this kind of misperception. Although we all wish to avoid suffering, we want to abandon that suffering, we end up creating the causes for it. We end up like running towards it, in that we create the causes again and again. And we want to have happiness, but we end up destroying our own happiness again due to this lack of understanding in our various afflictive emotions. We create the causes for our future suffering rather than accomplishing our happiness.
Oh yeah, that indeed, that indeed. Dewa deja timu perangi dewa tradar chums dewa ta tunga tonde yoba namshi ani dewa ya degi yores dewa deja mus ta dewa dewa katsi chumna yang ta dewa la tsimba meba roa ta dewi ki tsimba meba ta dewa degi yore roa dewa dewa shukchimbo yore ina yang dewa chutang de machine roa dewa dejang yinayang dewa degi yore de dewa dewa tobye gi chidu bezo chigi yore dewa de dugi yore de yinayang dewa dugi kamla chutang machine ba ani timugi wangi chutang machine ani rangi dewa de ani jongi yore es rangi dewa de rangi jata jongi yore es rangi dewa yomye gi dewa de da rangi maungba na degi yomye de rangi mewa segi yore kare chene isne dewa dhubtang maashin dewa da dewa degi yore dewa dhubye ki chetu bezo chigi ye samgi yore rang degi yomye ki chetu bezo chigi ye samgi yore de inayang susi samlo dang pagi ngay gi laklenko samlo nangla da dewa dhubgi ye samgi yore de ko dewi gyula mandruwa maungba na dunga yomye ki gyujik dhubgi yore o inzang di mishibi wangi dewa dhub dewa dhubtang mishibi wangi timugi wangi ani rangi maungbi dewa de ani dradar chomgi yores roa nganzo dewa dhubti di roa o rangi deji ki chedu ta tse di ta tse chi ma sinamindu oda kandar jang a 아 세치마 사바르도 세디기 데와 디다 치미 데와 드비에 갑수 나 라야지다 나 시에데 앙탐볼로 쿠디 나 시에디 나 난진데기다 랑젠진다 난진니 냠도 돔네 다디 시샤 쳔데네 나 시에지 나랑 신기 투버지 지 딘데기 나데 진비 나랑 신기 투버데 아니 진용디 잠바 텔라 젠진기 로직게 진진 되게 왕기 되네 아 나데 대화 대비 체도 마음바나 되게 이야기 체도 되네 아 다 규망보지 싸기 요래 규망보지 규망보지 싸기 요래 때 디지 망 난기 규망보지 아 퀄리티 규짱짱래 그러와 아 만족이 개와 타나 개와 주두바이나 이해도 코 뭐데 개위 로레데 되게 탈비 규라 만들어와데 코알라 코레기 줄로 코 카레스는 사제기 개월로 니몬다 데니 난진다 데니 오 딘데 인상 아 장진진당 난진기 아니 장비 스나미도 되게 깨비 되니 아 타나 레 기위 레 사제 기위 레지 이나야 되게 코이 규차기 강답자 코알라 깨비 규차 코알라 깨비 규차서는 되게 코이 코알라 깨서는 아니 리덴 디팅도 양동아 박도 메바 용기 요인자 강다르자 대화 듣던 마시네 아니 가르소 랑기 디기 점조기 요래서 보다 대화 몽비 마리비 왕기다 레민 렌데 가르소르다 네 넬루 미시비 왕기다 랑기 대화데 다다르 점기 요래서
So here again in this verse, it says that we want to abandon our suffering, but we end up running toward it. And likewise, we all want to have happiness, but we end up out of our ignorance destroying our happiness as if it were an enemy. So even the various types of pleasure or happiness that we encounter, we're never really satisfied with whatever sort of happiness we experience. We always want more of it, but yet we don't really know the proper causes to accomplish our happiness. So out of that ignorance, out of that lack of knowledge, we end up creating the causes for our future suffering. So we are engaged in various activities driven by this desire to have happiness, but yet we are ignorant of what are the actual causes of happiness. So we think we're accumulating the kind of causes that will lead to our future happiness, whether it's in this life or in future lives, but yet we're actually accomplishing the causes of our future suffering. So it's as if we were destroying our own happiness, our own future happiness, as if it were our enemy. When we look at the way that this process works, we have this fundamental sense of an I, of grasping at an I. And out of that grasping at an I, the sense that we have a self or an I that is inherently existent, we then give rise to cherishing that I. That's where that kind of want to have happiness and want to avoid suffering is coming from. But again, out of this misguided sense of what will accomplish our happiness, we end up just creating more causes for our suffering. Even if we say are trying to do something virtuous, most of our virtuous actions are contaminated. They aren't even really going toward the cause of our liberation because they are mixed together with our various afflictions. And so a contaminated virtue, a virtue that say will even lead to a good rebirth in samsara, is still going to give us a kind of body support that will experience incalculable kinds of suffering. So even at the very least, when we're trying to do virtuous actions, we end up creating the causes that lead to future rebirth in samsara and the future sufferings that come with that. So it is due to this ignorance that although we want happiness, we end up destroying it as if it were our enemy.
Oh yeah, that's how that is. That didn't get me. Dunga tonde loye jam, dunga nila ngamba ju siti. Ani nganzo samlo nanglata, dunga segi ye samgi yorete, dunga se tangte, ani pena tse tila shembata. Tse chimi nangwa la shembata. Oda shemba tindegi, ani tse tila shene, ani tse tigi deji, karasura tse tila shene deji tu. Yangna tse chima la shene deji tu, tse chimi nang shen la tene. O tse chimi nang shen la tene, tini karasura ta lejik sagi ur. Ta kandarja tizu la tene, tini sakche gi le rwa jidang degi degi yor rwa rang dewa degi che du namshi rang dewa degi che du ani chakdang gi nyemong gi wangi ta chakdang gi wangi ani karsu re ta le mambu jisa rwa rang dewa degi che du rang jenzing de gyn e lang de tini le mambu jisa gi yore o digi le di rang jenzing gi gyn e lang de le saya de digi yong e gi gyu ma re di dunga yong e gi gyu re kani sina rang jenzing gan dang zing man zing jikta su ur ta ngar zimbi tenpa chuba zimbi lo ta nga nyam zu tenpa chuba zimbi lo de ta rang jenzing ni la tene ani karasu chakdang gi le mambu ji yegi yore chakdang gi lo yegi yore rang jenzing xian la tang yu sing rwa chakdang gi lo mambu di gi gi ne lang de tene le mambu sa yung di zamba samlo nang la ta rang la penbi che du di gi dhubye gi che du peche tang gi yosam gi yore de chakdang gi lo di zung chakdang gi lo di zung rang kebeng gi che du rang gi kebeng gi che du rang gi chakdang gi le la shugi yore ta samgi yore rang la penye gi che du rang di gi dhubye gi che du samgi yore de ina yang di gi rang la di gi dhye gi chab la dunga pak du me pa dhye gi yore yin zang dewa karsa dunga tonde lo ye jang dunga nyi la ngam pa gyu siye de dunga gi gyu la chugi yore o di dinde yin zang ta karsu re ta di mishe ba yin zang rwa gyu kare yin dewi gyu kare yin dunga gi gyu kare yin dewa kante se du go ye dunga kante se pang go ye o ta tega na xin dunga pang dunga torde se mie jang dunga ni la ngam ba ju se da ta dunga pang de yo re de ina ya dunga pang wi kap la pe na o an nga la dunga mang bo du ani dunga de pang ye ge che du ani xian la ne ja ne ze se ni rang gi dunga pang ye shuo ha xian la ani ka ra su re ta pe ne bi le che ne ta kang da ja rang dunga le cho ye ge che du rāng kāng nā lī tōyā kī chē tu tīnī xiān lā nē jāni xiān lā tā kār sū rā tā nē bā tā kōng rō tā kēn zīn tā tā tīndi māngbō jī yō rā tā tā nā gō gō tāng yā kī tsī kī yān jāni lū ngā kī lē māngbō jī yō rā o xiān lā nē jāni rāng tū ngā lī tōyā kī tāp xī chī kī yō rā o tī tō tā dēwā tū tāng tāng tū ngā sē tāng mā xī pā rē sī tā tī kī chē tu dēwā tū tāng kā rē yīn tāng 대왕원에 가래 인다 아니 동아 간제 동아원에 간제 인 대도 대와 간제스 듣고에 동아 간제스 빵고에 되니 따제 지에 됐다 에게 제바 지에 대 개첨보 인장 되니 친지 목시 세지 먼저 가신 잠반에 시작해 미유 시지와 리소셈 리초셈 제시 어 리답바 친지 진비 친지로 아 tsowa dewa zimbi chinji lo rwa tsowa dunga re de an dila dewa zimba an kasa li zangwa zimba li zangwa zimba li mi zangwa re de li zangwa zimba an tsowa dunga re de tsowa dewa zimba an sem mi dakwa re de sem la dakwa zimba che dak me ba re de che la dak du chuka zimba wada dinde ki chinji lo shi wangi 이니 아 따텐다 먼저 디 에 동아기 동아요 해도 디스티레 다 감다자 저 친지로 시디 디기 왕기 용기 요한자다 친지로 시디 녀볼라더니 담반녀샤 시세디 용기 어다 딘데스 다 용예 가르소레 미유디레 다 만드데 대화도 동아스 대화 가르인다 동아 가르이 디위규 가르인다 동아기 규 가르이 어디서 마셔봐 인상 아니 친지로 왕기 동아 용기 오래서 데스의 위치도 대반이 잡고 뭐래서 어디
So here again, as this verse says, we all want to eliminate our suffering, but we end up like running towards it. And this is because we are clinging at the various appearances, clinging at appearances of this life, or even clinging at the kind of appearances of future lives. We think that we are achieving our happiness by engaging in various activities, but so long as those activities, the karmas that we are creating, are driven by our attachment and aversion, and in particular, the kind of grasping at a self, grasping at a truly existent self, and then cherishing that sort of self, all kinds of actions that we do driven by that are going to be contaminated karma. And so we think that we are creating the causes for our future happiness, but really they are just leading to a result that is in the nature of suffering. So when our mind is under the control of, say, self-cherishing, and out of that we are pursuing our own happiness, we engage in all sorts of various activities, thinking that we are profiting from those. We are benefiting ourselves being driven by that kind of self-cherishing. We're achieving the kinds of causes of our happiness. But we really are ignorant. We are deluded as to what are the actual causes that bring about happiness, and what are the causes that lead to our suffering. What really is genuine happiness, and what is in the nature of suffering? If we don't have those kinds of understandings, and we think that we are really going toward happiness, but we're driven by our self-cherishing attitude, we are going to continue to just create the causes for future suffering, again, out of this fundamental ignorance. And so when we are driven by that, we engage in activities like, say, harming others to get ourselves out of a difficult situation. We think, oh, this is going to bring me happiness. This is going to get me something good. Or we are willing to lie and to cheat others in order to get our own profit. So again, we think that we are benefiting ourselves, but we're really creating the causes of our future suffering. And so we need to study. We need to look at how is it that I achieve real genuine happiness? What is happiness in this way? And what is suffering? What are the causes that lead to suffering? Understanding this kind of process is crucial to being able to generate the sort of antidote and actually create the causes of real happiness and eliminate the causes of our suffering. And so this is particularly related with our four sort of misperceptions, as we've seen here in the context of meditating on the four placements of mindfulness. There are misperceptions that we hold that fundamentally drive us to engage in the causes of our suffering. We hold our body as being pure when it is really in the nature of something that is unclean or impure. And we hold our feelings, in particular our pleasurable feelings, as being real pleasure, as being happiness, when they are actually in the nature of suffering. And then when it comes to our mind, we hold our mind as being permanent when it's really, its nature is impermanent. And we hold all phenomena as having some kind of self-establishment or having some sort of self when it is really selfless. And so the four mindfulnesses are meditations that counteract those four wrong perceptions. They are the antidotes to those four misperceptions. And by generating those antidotes, our objective is to understand and generate the real causes of happiness. This is what this is fundamentally about.
Oh yeah, then they don't have shirab kick yores or shirab kibres, langdor shimbala, langdoria put a shimbala, langdoria put a chess shimbala, takhundar chin yamlin chin yamlin chess yet, chin yamlin chishina, shake yorwa, shibala shirab kibwa, chin yamlin yet. Chebala shingo, shimbala, shirab to kegure. Tindin zata, shirab in nangle, and shirab beta, shirab yantapi shirab zota, satong, satongi shirab. Oda tindichu kegure, satongi shirab latene, tini, nyemong tizupongore. Temena chinji lo shi poyo, chinji lo shi zante tata to zimba. Zambetata to Zimba, Dizo, Temba Shi, Dunga Tembi, Chinji Lo Shiroa, Manzo, Lu Zambetata to Zimba Siguri, Namgi, Kantar Zambetata to Zimbi, Chinji Lo Shide, Manzo, Temba Shi, Nangi, Dunga Tembala, Lopashuva, Siaki, Chinji Lo Shide, and Taganashi, and that Tembanishagi, Miula Lopashuva Dian, Dishi, Shide. 어 강따르잖아 딘데기 친질로 때 뽕하나 사동을 때네 뽕거래 마도 사동 매바 아니 에 친질로 10번 되게 요 말에 딘데 인자 아 사동데 깨봐라 아니 에 잠반여샤 시내 두바 주와이 잠반여샤 곰바차 시디 제자와는래 시내 두바 주와이 잠반여샤 곰바차 잠반여샤 곰고레스 가르기 체도 곰고레스나 아니 사동지 얘기 체도 전반여샤 고미에디 가르기 체도 전반여샤 고무고레스나 체도 자와스마무도 미유 사동지를 띠에기 체도 레스 고레 어 신의 두발 주와이 시디 신의 톱사위 제라 이 니에라 신의 둡 신의 둡 참아양 니몽봉 투비 니에바 요 말레스 사동 마제나 샘 미빨라 쯔직도 배 배조 조와 메바 조와 미게바스나 미도 다 조와 라빠 Better rubber make you a best and big baller, but such a good tempo. You would dare to be an iron. She never drew me that you dare to be an iron. Sadon mena, honey, a chingy lo she. Pong to be mare, Nemon pong to be mare. Oh, did they eat She never cut a good tempo yen iron. Nemon pong to be a yomer, Sadon mena, Lamimna, Lamimna, Yora, she never lambdown tavish. 가서 신의 람당 차위 시랍기 지점 제장 니모 미독베스 신의 람당 차와라는 람라의 사동 사동당 차위 신에게 지점직 아니 제바 있나요 니모 도둑이 말해스 어 다가나시 제직 삼대 점로 코이 자와 집이 니바 마동신 제직 비 삼대 점로 제직 비 삼대는 띵이지 신에스 믿발라 제직 비 대비 삼대 점기 코이 자와집이 니바 마동신스 라다디오 다지 직강마데 제직 삼대한 점을 코와이 자와집이 니바 마동신스 라 사동면은 제직비 삼대한 점지 코이 자와지에게 니바요 말해스 자와 니바 마동 신의 람당 차위 시랍기 지점 제장 니몽 미도베스 신의 바비 띵인진베 믹발라 제직비 대투비 신의 가지기 땜보 예나요 람당 차와시 사동당 차송아 사동면은 아니 지점 제정 님몸 믿어베스 되니 사동면은 되니 간지지 목에 가르쳐나요 아니 님몸 도트비에 요 말해서 다 돈이라 미비 사동스 그래 돈이라 미비 사동 된대지 면은 내루 도비 시럽게 사동지 면은 아니 군접기 제밥 다가스다 가르스로 규진을 제마제 제바당다 pen sangbo dang ngembo che gewa yimin che ba ta ta kunzu ki che ba din de yo ro din de ki khandre si che ba chena ya din ni mon to tu ye yo ma res ta che ba de ani ne lu le che ba sa tong 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 ba ni ki che ba ji ko re so ta din de ba o shi ne tu ba ju wa yi tem ba ni sha ko ma cha si di shi ne tu tsa wi je su din ni tem ba ni sha ko mo go re s karege che tu ko mo go re s na sa tong ji wi che tu ko mo go re 그래서 오다 로빈 얘기 들었잖아. 들었습니다.
So here, when we talk about practicing the Dharma, and here particularly we are on this chapter giving rise to this kind of special insight, and the reason that we are developing this kind of knowledge and understanding is because it is based upon knowing, based upon having this kind of wisdom, that we are able to really get at the root of our afflictive emotions. So in order to have this kind of knowledge, we have to develop this sort of wisdom. And wisdom here is what we refer to as special insight, in particular the special insight observing emptiness. And so the four kind of misperceptions that are represented here in relation to these four placements of mindfulness are regarding the kind of misperceptions that we have regarding the truth of suffering. So when it comes to the Four Noble Truths, there are ways in which we misperceive the various characteristics of each of understood those four noble truths. And here, when it comes to the truth of suffering, we hold things to be pure, pleasurable, permanent, and having some sort of a self, when really they are the opposite of all of those. And so in order to abandon those four wrong perceptions, holding things to be pure and pleasurable and permanent and having a self, we need to develop this kind of special insight and wisdom that is able to act as an antidote. And so as Vasubandhu has said in his Abhidharma Kosha, that those who have achieved calm abiding, or what we call shamatha, calm abiding, then they should engage in the placement of mindfulness. And so here, we need to, those who have developed this basis of calm abiding, then need to engage in the practice of special insight, develop their wisdom. Because, as it's said elsewhere, just the mere single-pointed focus brought about by calm abiding is without a path, and here the path is referring to that of special insight, that kind of wisdom, is unable to get rid of the afflictions. So just that kind of single-pointed focus, even though it's quite powerful to be able to have this calm abiding meditation, there's no way that that kind of mind is able to eliminate our various afflictions. And another verse explains how calm abiding without special insight isn't able to cut this root of samsara. It's never seen to be able to cut the root of samsara, just that kind of single-pointed focus. And again, when one achieves calm abiding, one can have single-pointed focus on an object without any sort of gross or coarse effort. One is able to remain that way sort of effortlessly. But without this sort of special insight, and in particular the special insight observing emptiness, that does nothing to be able to cut the root of samsara or to get rid of our afflictive emotions. So whatever sort of conventional analysis we may engage in too, so here this special insight is in particular that observing emptiness, because even if we engage in analysis at looking at, well, what are virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions and what are various sort of conventionalities, that's not, again, going to be sufficient to get rid of this root of samsara, but rather we need to analyze emptiness, analyze the mode of abiding of phenomena. And so after having achieved calm abiding, Vasubandhu says, one should then engage in the four placements of mindfulness.
Oh yeah, that didn't take it. That's how don't give you chidu any shinesur tambanishak gomgegi yores, tambanishak goms, not so jeba chigi yores, jegum, that jegum de, that tambanya cup digi tambanisha de, so jegum de, bombany jegum, roa. Lily, 어디니 초와라 나한테 갑수 봐봐 초와 초와라디 초위 초와시에데 아니 초위 유템바 마두바 초위 모템바 마두바 초위 유 초와시에데 귤레 제바 귤레 때네 중원에 유칸레레스나 초위 유데 렉바레 렉바세 렉바 그런 유 초위 유 렉바데 템바 투마투 제용디 잠바티니 아 렉바시디 유다 왕보 유당왕보 태발라 때네 아니 소화 얘기여라 아 유 당한 저기 똑배 답이 유 이동 아직 당왕보 태발이나 아니 소화 때와 얘기여래 유 이두명 아직 당 왕보 태발이나 미기 왕보 저지 빼나 유 이두명 아직 당 미기 왕보 저 태발이나 태라 때네 소화 동아 얘기여래 어다 인자 태발세 다 딘데 인자 소화 때도 그 유 태발대 유다 왕보 태바데 아니 랑신기 태바레 아니 왕비 두다 유기 두니 베나스 미기 왕비 수라 따양디 파기 수디기 두대당 유 유기 땡기 수기 두대다 유제 왕비 두디서 태다 마데 칸데스 태바레 태당 칸데레 어 태바 템바도 봐 어다 따스 따데잖아 되니 에 니에 메바 인상 초이 규 태바 템바 메바 렉바 템바 메바 다 렉바 주 템바 마트나 제부 소와 템바 투가 가발에 얘기래 어디니 소위 뭐라 차샤바이나 소와스에데 아니 에 템바 투바 에 이나 아니 소와 코랑 뇽 소와 뇽 쓰기오래 간데스 뇽기오래 왔다 들라마 드림 들라마 용해래서 왔다 강달자 딘데기 치도다 아 왔다 딘데데 딘니마 드림 들라마 시행
So here, again, as Vasubandhu says, after we have achieved this calm abiding, the objective is then to engage in this kind of analytical meditation of the four placements of mindfulness. And so here, engaging in this way of analyzing and looking at our body and feelings, mind, and phenomena is in order to, again, counteract those kind of four misperceptions. We misperceive our body as being something that is pure, and not just pure, but truly existent as pure. And so on the occasion of looking at the sort of mindfulness of body, we looked at, well, where is this thing that we call the body? If it is truly existent, then it needs to be found somewhere within its various parts. But looking within the various parts of the body, there's nothing that we can point to as being that thing that is designated as the body. And so in that way, it can't truly exist, although we perceive it to exist like that. And so that kind of analysis is what we are talking about when we are talking about these four mindfulnesses. And so here we have come to the mindfulness of feelings and looking at feelings and whether, again, they are truly existent based upon analyzing the sort of nature of feelings, the causes of feelings, and so forth. And so the cause of feeling, the way that we give rise to feeling, is due to contact, contact between an object and our sense power and the consciousness. And so here we have gotten to an analysis of the causes of feelings. Do they really truly exist? And if so, what this thing that we call contact, how does that actually come about? When we have, say, an object that we have designated as being pleasurable and our sense power engages with that, we can give rise to a pleasurable kind of a feeling. Or if we have an object that we have designated as being unpleasant, we give rise to a sense of aversion due to meeting with that object. But when we look at, well, what is the contact that is taking place here between an object and our sense power and begin to analyze, well, is it the atoms, the various particles that are actually making contact with each other? And when we look and we try to find, well, what is contact? What is this cause that leads to feeling? We find that we can't find any sort of truly existent cause here of our generating a feeling. And so we experience various feelings, but when we try to look for that thing within the process of contact, there's nothing that we can point to as being a truly existent feeling.
Oh yeah, that in the inside, that in the mind, that Kang Jojo, that Jinju, Kang Jojo Shen, that Shita Shem, that Chichina, Tao Che Yin, that.
So we're going to try to go quickly, and Geshe-la is talking about finishing within this year. I'm not really sure about that.
But Ota Kandar Jata, Kang Jojoji, that Tisha Shida, never check any quick water, Matizi, Nanga Chet, and the young tea is Sarutang. Oh, did she use?
Okay, so Geshe-la is going to try to go quickly here because he says there's the danger of having some left next year. I don't agree with it being a danger, but anyway, so we're going to keep going through as quickly as we can and just give important sort of commentary on those most important verses.
Oh yeah, that Kasang Nanzuta to Tenda Yani Tembanyesha that Lu Tembanyesha Siet, Lu Siet, that Lu Kurayan, Pajin Lai, the Red, that Tatinzan and Ye, Meba, Mingzam Yishava, Lu Citizen of Kawala, Kasang Nanzu Mambo Lassa, Lu, Lu, Nge, Lu, Nge, Lu, Lady Rangi Samlo Nala, Nge, Lu Siet, Tenda Momala. Hagi Lucy, the Rangi Samlo Sabana, Singi Lu, the Tagatuna, Kawaiore, and zhugu dhizu dang chashe re 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 ma lakpa dang kangpa dang dhizu rangi lu ruwe siddhi zamba nge lu le de lakpa de ruwe sene lakpa de chikpo rangi lu marwa ta ma zhugu dhu na rangi lu siye ki zhugu dhu sa de lu de di re siye nge lu samlo na yu nge lu de di re siye zhugu dhu sa chi yo ma re chashe ma chungru 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 dang na teni lakpa lakpa ki tsuku tsuku ki somo ta tse ta du du ni ma tcharu tang na tini ta na ta du zam yang nye yo ma re siye de lu rang shing ki ma tuba du zam yang tsuku tsu sa chi nye yo ma re se o dinde yin zang dinde si lu samlo tang wa te la lu rang shing ki me pa dinde samlo tang wa te la lu tenpa nye sha si cheba cheba te la a tsowa ngan zo ki tsowa Dewajegi yore, dewa samsam tsua dunga dewa ngone da mare manzoki koabi koa soso jevi da soso jevi soso jevi gila yebi lenin ki shenwang du chu tengengi kansa manzo to koa la kor tengengi leda nyemongi shenwang du chu soso jevi namla tsua yore sajegi tsua dewaji dewa de tsama teng omala dunga re de manzoki tsua dewa samgi yore Teng oma la dunga re te, dunga la dewa zin dewa re. Dunga imbi junzen kare se na, ko dunga shuk chunguru dhruwa chikla tene. Dunga ki shuk de chunguru dhruwa chikla tene, ane dewa chik tsor re mwado. Dewa mwane de ma re se. Dhruwa manzo dunga karsu re. Dunga ki ngo dhruwa chik di zi shuk chunguru dhruwa ne. Dunga ki ne kap se na mi du, nipa dhruwa di zi chunguru dhruwa yung di. Ani dewa chik tsuwa, pena changwi dunga xiu, yedi changwi dunga de changwi rekwa de dizi shuk chungru dho de dini dizi dewa dho tsorgi dho, o dunga de shuk chungru dho de ani dewa tsore ma dho, de dewa mone ma re, dewa la dunga re de, kan isi na changwa de ya pena, changwi rekwa de ya lena, ani de karsu re, digi karsu re, Choi dung, choi dewa sinamindu odi lapung rao kandar jang. Dindrisi da dewa da dunga siye diyang rangshingi matruwa, sosi pa mingi da dapa, loi pa dapa. Dini deduki ju siye di zunya rangshingi matruwa. O dindri jeba chila tsowa chamba nyesha. Ani sem chamba nyesha sidi da jiba jijang re sem la Yiji sem, wangbi sem, wangbi sem dizo, ane rangshinji chumarub dapa. Yiji sem dizo yang rangshinji chumarub dapa. Ta nge sem kawayore, nge sem, nge, nge sem, nge sem lagiyore. Ta roa, nala sem jiye, nala sem jiye, sem de zana kawalayore. Saja kawal, yiji sheba dizo, kaje chola sha yore kangbi kangbala yore nge sem sie de namji yiji sem ji do ta ti sem de ne sa ta o de khawala yore li kangzang la sem de chap yore kangbai la kangbi ce do la sem de yore be yang na khobi nang lo la yore ta khawa yore sem sem ne sa de yo ma re za na za na sem ne sa gi yu ji yo ma re ta ta den za na ta yi na yang nge sem siye chi ta lo la chari yung guru rangi lu nge lu siye chi chari yung di teta nyamdu nge sem siye chi chari yung oda kandar jang sem chem dindri si cheba cheba tala sem chemba nye sha oda che si che chemba nye sha si di ane che da ten za na che denpa nyi su ye wa chin le kunzo ten dam nangzu che di zo nangzu da nezu tuin do min do da che siye de la rang la nang wa tar chuba do min do nāng wā tā tūn nā, āni nāng zē cāng mā tūn nā, tīnī gyūwa tāng āyā yuwa mā rūwa ngān zō lā xī jīg dūpo xī wā nāng gī yā na, xī jīg dū gā jī nāng gī yā tī tā tī gyūr jī tāng āyā yuwa mā rūwa, kō nāng wā tā nāng wā tā tēn bā tūn nā wā tā tī tēnda tī bēnā rāng tēnda kā rā sō rē rāng tēnda lop zhōng zhō jī, mī xīng gēn zhō jī Sordum, oh, that met the tender shingy mindu, not tender the tender the shingy mess and the social the Michel was in Nangiore, Michigan, tender the machine. That the Michel was the social demo to Vaina, 다디 시바 쇠 요 말에 티니 야지 땅에 요 말에 로 변나 부구로지 롭종 롭종 당보 랍달라도디 고 시 개구지 시행기 말어와 다고 미시에발로 대바투가 있나 다고 롭다 가제 드러나 티니 롭종 시에 요 말에 어 딘자 남주다 튀송나 다가랑 대대 미시 당보 미시에와지 나온데기 누나 다가랑 미시행게질에 대 가디나 미시행게들 아니 어 약보지나 당보 통디 잠바 약보지나 제라 아니 고 가디나 곧 약보 매바 통에 매바 참 근데 말어 미 통주 잠만다 당보 약보 통된게데 제라야 약보 매바 통된게데 도와 고 대바 좀나 근데 니 통에 요마로 민다 어 딘데스 제바 제바도 아니 제데 뭐마 두바스보다 잠반에서 시섬로 떤다 돌돌 어도로 딘데 잉스
So here, then again, when we have the meditation on the four mindfulnesses, and again, we began with a mindfulness of the body and searching for this body as it appears to us. We all have a sense of my body. But when we try to find the looking through the various parts of our body, there's nothing that we can point to as being our body within all of the various parts, like looking within our hands and feet and so forth. And then when we get to the individual parts, like our hand, where is that hand to be found? We look at its individual parts, like the fingers, and then the fingers have individual parts, and all the way down until we can't even find inherently existent atoms. And so although we have this sense of like my body, when we try to find the thing that exists as it appears to us, we can't find anything that exists in that way. And so even inherently existent particles are not findable. So this is the way that we have mindfulness of the body, is analyzing into it and seeing, is there some kind of truly existent body, inherently existent body, as it appears to me? And we move on then to analyzing and engaging in the same kind of analytical meditation with regard to our feelings. So we, as ordinary beings, as beings that are still within samsara, we sometimes have feelings that we think are happiness, or we label as being happiness. Now, although these feelings are not really in the nature of happiness, our feelings are changeable. They aren't things that just remain static. So, if we are experiencing a strong suffering of cold and we go near some warmth, we are going to have a reduction in that suffering of cold, and we might label that as being happiness, but it's not as though that were some sort of stable, pleasurable feeling. It's not like as much as we experience hot, we're going to be more pleasurable, or we couldn't have that cold come back again and destroy the sort of pleasurable feeling that we have. So when we look at our various feelings, we have the sense that feeling is, say, really happiness or is really suffering. But when we try to investigate and analyze and find where is that feeling, or what is the nature of it, what is the cause like, again, we find that we can't locate such an inherently really truly existent feeling. And when we come then to looking at our consciousness, our mental consciousness, as well as the various sense consciousnesses, we again, like with our body or feelings, we have the sense of my mind. Well, when you try to locate that mind, we try to say, well, it has to be within our body. It can't be somewhere outside of that. But does it somehow pervade the entire body? Is our mind in every part of our body? Or is it in one particular location? And when we analyze and look for such a mind, we can't find anywhere to point to as being our consciousness. We have this idea, this sense of my mind, but when you actually try to search for and locate such a mind, again, it's not something that we can find. It doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears to us. And then finally, there is the mindfulness of phenomena, and this we can analyze in the way in various phenomena. If we divide phenomena, there are ultimately existing things and conventionalities. And so when we look at conventional phenomena, although it appears to us to exist in a particular way, it's not the case that things actually exist in the way that they appear to our mind. So if it were the case that things existed exactly as they appear to us, they would again be sort of like unchanging. For example, example, if we are, say, looking at a book and we think, you know, I don't know this, I'm not, I don't have any knowledge of this particular topic or subject, we have an idea of that that appears in our mind. And if it were truly existent, if that were inherently the truth, then we couldn't actually change that. We wouldn't be able to, say, study and learn. There would be no point in children being educated in schools because you can't change that lack of knowledge. But so when we examine in phenomena, all phenomena in this way, we have a sense that they exist as they appear to us. But when we really begin to examine, we can't actually find the way that things exist. We look for example, a certain object might appear pleasurable or somehow pleasant to us, but it's not as though that one object appears pleasant to everybody, and it's not as though that one object always appears pleasant to us, even. So when we begin to analyze in this way the way that things appear to us, and then look at the way that they actually exist, we're able to determine that they don't really truly exist as they appear. And this again is the way that we engage in this practice of mindfulness. These four mindfulnesses are analytical kinds of meditation. So here we had left off in verse 93, and so here we're talking about the contact between a sense power and its object. So here there's sort of a question, well, is there an interval of space between the sense object, the sense organ and sensory object? So if there is that kind of interval, then where could there be contact between the two? And then picking up, it says, if there were no interval, no space between them, they would become one, in which case, what would contact what? So here, if you are trying to assert that there are partless particles, there is no way for them to sort of actually contact each other and build up to bigger forms. They would sort of interpenetrate each other. They would occupy the same space because there's no part to touch another part. So if there were no interval between, say, the sense power and the object that it is meeting with, then they would sort of indivisibly occupy the same space because you have these particles that are not able to meet with each other. They rather sort of like they take up the same space. Again, when you are trying to assert partless particles, there's no way that one part can contact another part. And so here it continues into verse 94 saying then, there is no interpenetration of two atoms, for there is no empty space in them, and they are of the same size. So again, if one is trying to assert that these atoms are partless particles, there's no way that a partless particle can somehow contact or meet with another partless particle. And so if they're like of the same size, they basically would occupy the same space. And so this, again, is not, this means that there can't be any sort of real or inherent contact between the organ and its object.
Oh yeah, that mashupala, that two ten parts to teba mena, teba mashupala, ani chiki chigla tiba mena, ani teba de yomares, mashupala deba me, teba me, matepala teba mes, mashup na deba yomare, matena teba yomares, ani tindinza ta teba si de rashi yomares, or ta chamepala teba mes, chitan two ten chameina, ani parts to tea yomare, tesona, or tini tebi. 변은 두전 참에 태바여나 아니 태비 차다 마태비 차 용구로 아니 차제 두전 차제 장이마 아니 두전 참에 많이 버차로 어 딘데인다 아 참에 빨 태바 태바시 저와치다 태바 주루스 타 두전 참에를 태바시에지 간데스 태기래 요 태바 태기 말레스 태바 당에 참에 봐 가데 통할 때 뭐지스 다 두전 참에라 아 태바 당시에지 요바이나 아니 가데 딘데지에나 아니 통계에는 계란기 통에 말 뗀다 아시지 어디래.
So then, continuing into the second half of verse 94, it says, if there is no penetration between these atoms, no intermingling occurs. And if there is no intermingling, there is no contact between them. And so this then continues into verse 95. When it says, if they are partless, how is contact between them ever supposed to be justified? If contact between partless particles has been observed, please demonstrate it. So here, if you are trying to say that something is partless, this leads to a problem when you're trying to say that there is some sort of intermingling or interpenetration between one partless atom and another. Because if they are to connect or contact somehow, then you have to have a part that's touching the other and a part that's not. There would have to be some sort of part that is making connection and a part that is not. Thus, what you have asserted to be partless has now come again to have parts. And so this is the sort of fallacy that occurs when one tries to assert partless particles. How are you ever supposed to justify or say that it is logical for there to be contact between them? There's no way for there to be contact between something that is asserted to have no parts. If they are to meet somehow, there has to be a part that is meeting another part. And thus, if you have seen this, if you have somehow are able to demonstrate that there could be contact between partless particles, please demonstrate it.
Oh yeah, that digi Tsua said Rekwa Yu Wangbo Sung Dine Rekwa Kasa Tsua Rekwa said Tsua said Rekwa Latin Tigio Rekwa Lat Yu Wangbo Shiva Sung Yu Wang Nam Shi Sung Dine Rekwa said Yongi Ora that Rekwa said Tempatuma to Jetty Yu Wangbo Sung Dubam tepa la tene, rekba yungi re se, that and that, you don't want to tepa temba maduba the dupsa, that digi. That sheba, nam she temba maduba, you want to sheba soon. Nam she tema de se, de, that temba tu madu, daedita, tenda dinima. Nam she lime balani tepa tepa mains, that nam she la tepa yomare kainsina, nam she la su yomares, lime balani, nam she su meba inzam, de la tepa tepa yomares. Sopang ngobo mewe che ngane che da namche shi yin si da namche sinare da rakpa dinde tsokpa dinde laya da su yi na re namche na kanta ja rakpa tsokpa la yuwaan namche sum dubaam tsokpa la ani tsokpi rakpa dizo yang ani karasu re denpa chupa ma re ka yin si na dizo denpa chupa ngar kapa tsokpa denpa chupa de ngar katsa re yes o disi gore.
So here again, we're analyzing contact, which is what gives rise to feeling. things, and looking at whether the contact between an object, a sense power, and its consciousness, is that sort of coming together or contact, is that something that is truly existent or not? And so here, analyzing this is in order to see that our feelings that arise from contact don't have any sort of real existence. And so following into verse 96, this then turns to sort of looking at the meeting or coming together, the contact that occurs with consciousness. And it says, contact by atoms with immaterial consciousness is implausible. So here, our consciousness is not form. It is not something that could somehow meet with something that is material. And so this sort of, again, is analyzing whether such contact, such coming together could exist truly. And then it says, nor is there contact among the atoms involved in the conjunction of the sense organ and object, since they are not real, etc. So here it again is asserted that our feelings arise from the coming together of a sense power with an object, and then in turn the consciousness. And we know that there can't be contact with that consciousness because consciousness is immaterial. It's not going to sort of come into contact with something that is material. But when it comes to then the sort of object of our the things that we take as objects, they too are not able to be asserted as coming about due to a sort of like coarse aggregation of atoms. We've already refuted the kind of possibility of partless particles forming as macroscopic, something that we could, like visible aggregations of particles.
Oh yeah, that thing, ani rekbi kyu, yuang nam shi sum du ba siye de temba chuba kapa chen. Ta rekba korang ta tinde inzang kyu de temba ma duwa inzang ta rekba rangshin ji yuang ma res, kyu rangshin ji meba inzang rekba korang yuang nam shi sum dine chungwi rekba siye de temba ma duwa inzang ta tela tigi debu rekba la tene chungwi tsowa siye de ta temba ma duwa res, debu tsowa de. Ta digi ta di tsikje oma de. Te ta rekba ye mi na si di yuang nam shi sum dibi rekba de rangshin ji chuba yuwa mi na ane tela kebi tsowa kangle chungwa gyurus, tela kebi tsowa tendu kawani yuwa chungi yuwa res, tsowa tendu. Manzo dunga, tsowa dunga je di dunga la temba zi. Ha, ta pe dunga de pe temba zi ni. Ha, pe dunga rangzenpa tra uchi. Dewa di zi je di sakje ki dewa di zi je di, o ta dewa di pe tom de shuk chenpo je ni pe temba zi ni, di pe chan de shuk chenpo shio pe dewa la temba zi. Dunga la temba zi yung di dunga de pe miso pa shuk chenpo je, ko dunga la temba zi marwa. O dinde inzang, dunga ta tsowa dedu ni de, ane temba chuba. Ta mare, maimi gyunzen de digi gyur rekba temba chuba. Yes, or this one, that's all I can let you my jurors. Tindigi, they took it so at the dendritizo, you can let them at you my jurors. Or Madi G, 10 years. Tindayinza, Madi Latin, Nawa, Tembatuba, Duma Tondegi, Nawatam, Duma Tonte Shuchum, Yubainza, Nawatam, they were Tondegi, Nawati, Karegi 10 days, or Kangi Kangla, never jurors. Or Karegi 10 days, then Kangi Kangla, Karsureta? Oh, that Karsa. Data, so what do you? Reta, you can't like Kangi never do the Ranshinji to a Yoma, yes, Benamadu, Duma, so what do my day on this number? Annie, never showed that. Mitöbe da karasure dungal thande ke yongdi an rangla ne jung sambi dungada o ya yang pen to jung sambi dewa ke yongdi rangla pen to jung sambi da pen pen ba da ne ba di zu da de kangi kangla an ne ba da pen ba juru se wa da din de se jana ding yo da
so Then again, when it comes to the contact, which is the cause of feelings, when we analyze and look at contact and see that that's not truly existent, we can't sort of find something that we can point to as being the real contact between, say, an object and the sense power, or the three are object, sense power, and consciousness. So then the feelings that arise from that are also not truly existent, not inherently existent. So here, again, this is, we normally say when we are experiencing suffering, we hold that suffering as if it were really, truly existent. And that strong desire to be freed from that suffering is based upon holding it as if it were really, truly existent. And so too, with our feelings of happiness, we perceive that happiness as being really, truly existent, and the wish to have that, to hold on to that, becomes quite strong. But so when we analyze, when we look, well, where is that feeling? That feeling comes about through this kind of process of contact. And when we analyze and look, we can't find anything in that contact that is truly existent. And so thereby, the causes not being truly existent, the result, the resulting feeling, is not truly existent either. So here in verse 97, it says, thus, if contact is not truly existent, how is feeling possible? What is the point of exertion? Who could be harmed by what? So here, when one is experiencing various kinds of feelings, we perceive them, again, as though they were truly existent. And so when we have that kind of sense of their being truly existent, we exert ourselves trying to, like, achieve or hold on to that particular feeling. But if they're not truly existent, it says then, well, what is the point of exertion? What is the point of, like, tiring ourselves out following after these feelings? And here again, it continues saying, who could be harmed by what? So although we have this sense that, like, say, when we have a suffering feeling, it's going to harm us in some way, these things, again, are not truly existent. And so we hold our suffering to be existent by means of its own characteristics, or to have this sort of inherent true existence that is somehow able to harm us in a truly existent way. But when we really examine and see, neither our happiness nor our suffering, any of our feelings, are really truly existent.
Oda kaundar ja jiden dina ani dunga chir che bala dewa ta ba cham re ma to dunga dunga khar so re dewa rang zen ba ji yo ma re si ji o di si go re dunga chir che ba ngam zo gi dewa si ye de dunga chir che bala dewa sam de re ma to dewa rang zen ba ji yo ma re si ti ro pa na ti do tangwe nyemba nima la tebi tse tangwe dunga jungse shub chung songwe negab tere ane simba nyongwa cheba tela ane tsowa dewa yin nyamdu sambare rwa yin ji isi o ti tse yang tangwe nyembi dunga de yue ti tse na tangwe nyembi tse che ti tse le yong di ta tsowa simba dawa nyong yin de ta o dewa jik le song dewa tok song samgi yore de ti tse na yang dunga meba mare es dunga yore po ti je dunga de shub chung ro ne ani dewa dewa ji simba ji nyong ro choi dewa ji nyong re ma do a tangi dunga meba ma meba cha ba ma re ta du yang ko tangi dunga de ti de yo re ina nan zo ki o ta choi kar so re choi dewa ji le so sam re ti je nyim bi dunga tangi nyim bi dunga ye de dunga de dunga de sema sema ta parma che du chavi dunga ji こざもんみちです。やんからすな。どがそうよまれす。かいすな。ちゃお。ディーズちょにょんわて、ちゃんいどがでしゅくちょんるとん、ディーズちょるとで、おだ。ちょとだちぼとさんばで。ではつんぎよるで。おちょちょこらん。ちゃんいどがでてよわいんざたどんでよわいんざ。あね。ちょいどがでげ。どがディーズ。ではとちょれまど。 캐시
So here, then, when it comes to our feelings, particularly in samsara, in our worldly sort of feelings, there's a kind of what we designate as being happiness is actually just like merely the reversion or the elimination, temporary sort of reduction of suffering. It's not really in the nature of happiness. So in the way that we don't have like truly existent suffering, we also don't have truly existent happiness. And so when we take an example of say when we're really cold and we go by some heat, we think that that sort of warmth that we feel is pleasurable, but actually it's just kind of like a reduction the suffering of our being cold. So like if we are cold and we go in the sun and we're experiencing the sort of heat from the sun, we experience a sort of like a pleasure or sort of being satiated or satisfied, thinking this is a happy sort of a feeling, having this kind of warmth. But really, it's just a reduction in that abject suffering of being cold. There's the danger of cold returning. We actually have that cold that's still there, because if we didn't have that little bit of cold to contrast with the heat that we perceive as being pleasurable, if we were just totally hot, we'd actually then enter into the suffering of heat. That heat would become a source of suffering. So what we label as being happiness is really just like a reduction of another kind of suffering. So when we are able to reduce our feeling of cold, we feel for a temporary period this sort of like a sense of relief having this heat. But then if that cold were to be completely cut off, then the suffering of heat would immediately start. We wouldn't, there's no real basis of actual uncontaminated pleasure within samsara. Whatever sort of things that we label as being pleasurable is actually just like a reduction in our suffering.
Oh yeah, that is good. That donna kamdarjang, that ngombodari kasa, Dewati Vishila Dungaji Koguyore, Sajaki Tsua Dewati Vishida Dungaji Koguyore, Sajaji Tsua Dungaji Vishila Dewakomares, what this is raw Sajaki Tsua Dewati Jayong Dizamba, go Dungaji, he Dungaji Latin and Jebari, Dungati Churu Drone and Dewati Tsores. Da Dewati Vishila Dunga Koguyore, Dungati Vishila Yam Dewati Ness Koguyo Mares, what a Mombota Ringdu Shinos. Mumbo Nyambi Lotjewala Mumbo Mayingian Jig Dila Yoko Mare. Mumbo the Tonga Mumbo Nyam to Lotjigre, Mumbo. That Ringbota Tungu City, oh, the Ringboy City, Lola Tunguji Chan, Ringbola Tete, Tunguji Lola Charbore, Tunguji Lola Chayondi, Ringboji Latene, Tunguja, oh, Dim Ringbota Tunguji, Jiggy Jigla Tene, Lola Chargo, Mumbo Lola Chati, Jigla Tene, Lola, Mumbo Chargo Mares, Tenashi. Dewa da dungani dunga siti zamba dewa chigla tene dunga lo charu mares dewa lo la char yongdi dunga chigla tene lo la charu re dunga de chungu trone ani dewa charu re es o ti si gorta dewa nala o tinde dus.
So here, when it comes to the kind of contaminated happiness that we experience within samsara, we actually need for there to be a basis of suffering in order to contrast that, and that's what we use in order to label something as being happiness. So we need a sort of suffering basis, and in contrast to that, we are able to label something as being happiness. But by contrast, in order to experience a sort of suffering, we don't need to have a basis of happiness to contrast that with. And it says this is like, for example, blue and then short and long. So here, the example of like, we are able to experience suffering without needing that to be in relation to a basis of happiness. That's like the way that we can have blue arise to our mind without needing to contrast it with something that is non-blue. We don't also have to have something non-blue in front of us to be able to think blue. But when it comes to, say, long and short, we've labeled label something as being long in relation to something short. Those two are always sort of a mutually dependent kind of a pair. And so too, when it comes to our happiness within samsara, this is something that is designated as happiness on a basis of suffering. So we contrast it, like saying, oh, this experience is pleasurable, it's happy, in contrast to that kind of suffering basis. And so that's like short and long. We need something to designate it or contrast it with in order to label it as being happiness. But our suffering isn't like that. We don't need, our suffering doesn't need a basis that we have labeled as happiness in order to be able to label it suffering.
So
then, kind of as a summary or in brief, it says then in verse 98, if any truly existent experiencer of feeling or truly existent feeling is not found, and one has recognized this situation, why do you not turn away from craving? So here, I think actually in the Tibetan it should be like, if you don't find a truly existent experiencer or and also a truly existent feeling, so the sorwang it should be in not am. And so here, when one is looking, trying to find such a truly existent kind of experience or the one or the feeling that is experienced, one can't find anything to point to that actually inherently exists as such. And so having understood that kind of situation, seeing that there is no inherently existent feeling or one experiencing that feeling, then why would one not then turn away from craving? Our craving or our grasping is what arises out of our various feelings. When we have a pleasurable sort of feeling, we have a craving to get that feeling or hold on to that feeling. Or if we have something that we experience as unpleasurable, we have a kind of aversion or a hatred that arises and a craving to be rid of that suffering. And so if these feelings are not really truly existent and one recognizes that as such, one should turn away from the kind of attachment and aversion that arise out of our various feelings, and thus the kind of craving, the craving for pleasure, the craving to be freed from suffering, and so forth, that arises from that.
Oh yeah, that thong amni, that miyu rang singi chuba, choi miyu rwa, choi choa jisi yu. Oh, that manzo choa jisi yu de, bena miki thong yegi yu, lakpa regi yegi yu, that kandar jang, Wangbong 가르스레 유대 이동화 통내 아니 소화 대화계 용디 유대함 아니 덴바 마트바레스 통의 유대 유미기 통의 유대함 라신지 마트바레스 밀람다브레스 양나 리기 렉바 리기 소화 변의 잠보다 주보다 레이야기 렉자 류 렉자 둘로 이나레 간데질라 파레 용디 어디 잠보두 삼야기 둘로 다티조양 유디조양 레게기 유디조양 장신지 마트바레 밀람다브레스 어다 딘데인장 아 유디 장신지 마트바인장 텔레 중이 초와야 딘이 장신메 바레스 어다 통함네 레바야 밀람주디 당니 기스
So then when it comes to the various objects that we experience, the objects that we are attached to, whether it is like a visual object that we see as pleasurable or a tactile object, a mental object, we see these various objects as being like good or bad, but yet they don't really truly exist as like that. So here in the first verse, or first half of 99, it says, that which is seen and that which is touched are of a dream-like and illusion-like nature. So those things, and here, it just uses seen and touch, but any of the various objects that we experience, those things that we perceive with our eyes, like visual objects that we might see as pleasant and get attached to, they really don't exist as they appear, but are rather like objects in a dream, or the various sort of tactile objects, whether we have like something that is really soft or something that is coarse or whatever it may be, those kinds of feelings, as well as the object that has elicited that feeling, is not really truly existent like that. So rather, they have a kind of nature that is dreamlike or illusion-like.
Oh, that's what you see. You did the Rashinji Madhubares. That you gen Korayan, Toa Korayan, then the Rashinji Madhubares. That so you gen. Tsui Yujen Rashinji Matuba Gapani, that same Lahenji Gibich, so what he tong my ease, Roa, so was yet Koranda, Koranji put ye, your mare, Simjig the Lendu Gibris, Sim the Lendi Gibich, so what he tong my ease, so what the Koranda Lendi Tunium to Gibi, Sim Dian, so what the Dogimares, Kaisen, Korani Tunium Res. 기념을 떠요 말해서 어 좋아 가야스나 남긴간도 믿긴다 믿긴스네 주인 거로와 배나 내 미기 추제데 떠요 통용디 잠바 추제데 내 미시데 미긴 차기리 주차 인상 주데 제부데 내라 저거로와 인상 샘테기 초와데 떠서나 샘기 내라 초와 예보래 인상 샘다 초와니 현지 인상 아니 샘데기 초와데 또 유도 체투기 말에 또 투기 말에 세절이 어 소화대 대통만이 소화대 샘기 통만이 나다 치마를 깨배장 템버 주지 뇽만이 다 소화대기 녜라 깨비 남시 대양 소화대 또 투기 가리스는 공녜라 여러와 녜마대기 제마대 탱기레마도 또 투기 말에 치마를 깨바 대양 어 나를 소화대인지 깨바를 쓰라마도 템바마도 나를 뉴스 또기 말에 오다 다 강다르게 다 초와스에 대 동경기 남시랑 신기 가르쳐 초와랑 신기 연아 아니 근데 다 코란다 양나 뒤념기 시에바지기 또 그래 양나 뇌기 시에바지기 또 그래 양나 코란기 지혜기 시에바지기 또 그래 어 딘데스랑 신기 여바데 또 그래 어디 요 말에스 다 초와다 쓴 어디다 마트 다래
So this turns next to refuting that the object possessor, the one that has the feeling, referring to that consciousness, is inherently existent. So we've just looked at the sort of object of that feeling as lacking inherent existence. But then it continues in the second half of 99 saying, because feeling arises together with the mind, it is not ultimately perceived. So here, if it is the case that a feeling arises simultaneously with mind, then we can't say that that mind perceives the feeling. And yet, if we like have the feeling arising prior to the mind, if it acts as a cause, that feeling acts as a cause of then the mind that follows it, then those actually can't have the kind of connection of inherency. So here it says then, because feeling arises together with the mind, it is not ultimately perceived. So if we want to say that the feeling is actually the sort of cause of the mind, then that's we can't assert that they would exist simultaneously. You can't have the mind and the feeling that is it is perceiving having simultaneous existence if the feeling is acting as a cause for the subsequent mind. So like, for example, when we are talking about consciousness and the presentation of mind, the objective condition, the object of a mind, is acting as a cause for the mind that perceives that. So if we have like a clock and I'm looking at the clock must exist prior to the mind that perceives the clock if it's going to be the cause for that. But when it comes to our feelings, because feeling arises together with mind, it's something that exists simultaneously, we don't have that sort of perception that can come from it existing a moment before, as we would have with a normal sort of objective condition. And then continuing into for the first half of 100, with two events arising sequentially, the former may be recalled but not experienced by the latter. So if it is the case that there's a sequential nature to feeling and the mind that experiences that feeling, then the feeling can never be the sort of present object. Rather, it's something that is just a memory. So again, these are all the sorts of faults that occur if we have inherently existent feelings, if there's an inherent existence between the sort of mind and the feeling that it perceives.
Oh yeah, that's why nyong nyong say the cup the rang sing the two big one and nyong nyong yo mares yora. Chitan that's why nyong ming zam chitan nyong yora. And the same ki dewa nyong, the same ki tsoa dewa de nyong, same ki tsoa dunga nyong sigiora. The deep ming zam chile. That case rang sing the nanzu tsoa dewa demba. Dewa de dendrup ki dewa da dendrup demba to be tsoa dunga. Tizhō nyōngwā yīnā, nīgā nyōngjā dā nyōngjā, ānī tēmbā chūpa yīngkōrō. Wā tā tīndē nyōngwā yō mā rēs, wā tā tī kārēs wā rēs nā, tā tīndē, tā tī mā chēnī, tīndē tēn tū nā, tā rāngi tāngi nyōngmī lā, shēngi jāngi nyōngmā yīns, tsōwā kōrāng kōrāng kī rāngshīng kī nyōngwā yā mā rē, kōrāng lē shēmbā chīgī yāng kōrāng rāngshīng kī chūpī, chūpī kōne nyōngwā yā mā rēs, kōrāng dā kōrāng nyōngjā nyōngjā nī rāngshīng kī chūpā kōne, kōrāng lē shēmbā chīgī yā nyōngwā mā rē, Koran Rashinji Tuba in Gone Koran Kurangia Nyoma Mares, or Shenji Jan Nyoma, Sobokaya Yema, Dinja Rashinji Tubi, Tora Boda, Sorja Seji, Yomares, Tena Tsoa Tenimi, the Mount Trigger, Tena Tsoa Tenimi, Tedatan, or Tenat, or Sobokaya Yema is, or the Kandarjan, Rangi Rangi Koran Kurangi Nyoma Mares, Koran Kurangi Nyona, and a Kasimanzo Rari. See the chatter, Rari Gatsarwa, Kasinato, Toa Koran Korangi, Rashinji Nyona, and Rari see the chatter. Rari Yomares, the cousin Gatsara, Rangi Mune, Rangi Korangi Koran Yoma Yomare, Korangile, Shemba Chigiyang, Rashinji Nyoma Yomares, Oinza, Nyongja, and Yongje, Kasinan, Korto, Nyongja, and Yongje, Rashinji Tuna, and Zeta de Chagiri, Deva Miba Chagiri. Demi chigi, ani shenji nyong siyade, nyong na dewa chagore. Rangshinji tunna dewa meba chagore, dewa mena chigi chigi nyong siyade, yongi yomare. Pena nge nam shetegi, mi shenji ki dewa de nyong ya yomare, nada mi shengi sheba ni dewa meba re. Nge tsoa dewa nyong, nge nam shetegi shengi tsoa dedu nyong tuye yomare. Odita chikpa res, tsoa nyongja da nyongja ni rangshin tunna, ane nge tsoa nyong siye de nyong tuye yu ma re, nyongja da nyongja ni rangshin tunna, jeme chaadu res, odis.
So here again, when we are talking about there being no sort of experience by its own nature, when we are talking about this kind of analysis, we're looking at it in terms of in sort of inherently existent experiencing. Does the mind inherently or truly exist, and the feelings that it experiences truly exist? Is this sort of process inherent and truly existent? And so this is not refuting just merely nominally saying my mind experiences this kind of a feeling. When we are analyzing on that level, where we're not really digging in and analyzing, we can talk about there being the mere nominally existent experiencer or feeling and feeling a feeler and so forth. But when we try to engage in this kind of analysis, there's nothing that we can find that actually inherently exists like that. So it says in the second half of 100, feeling does not experience its own nature, nor is it experienced by anything else. So here, we have already, on the occasion of refuting a self-reflexive kind of awareness, a reflexive awareness, have refuted the idea that feeling would experience itself, that there's some sort of inherent way in which feeling is going to experience its own nature. That's not something that is possible, as we've already refuted it. Nor is it truly experienced by anything else. So if you were to have an experience and an experiencer that had inherently different natures, there's no way that there could be any kind of connection between them, or the feeler and a feeling, if those were inherently existent as different, as separate, then there would be no way for there to be a connection between them, between, say, the consciousness and the feeling that it is experiencing. Like, if I, in my mental consciousness, I'm not able to experience the feelings of anybody else because they're of a different sort of a nature. But if it were the case that one's own sort of mental consciousness and the feelings that are experienced by that were inherently existent, they would exist in a way that there would be no connection between them. So it continues into 101, saying, there is not any intrinsic experiencer of a feeling. And in reality, there is no feeling. In being the case that this composite is identityless, then who is hurt by this kind of unreal feeling? So when we engage in this kind of investigation and analysis, there's no feeling, feeler, person that experiences these feelings that can be found. No such inherently existent feeling, and neither is there an inherently existent a person who feels. And so then in this kind of nature of selflessness, then who is hurt by what?
Oh yeah, that the loss of the dezenjik tsagiritini. Oh yeah, so what man is at tsagirit, that the loss and tenant so what dini mean to that damit so de la di jevan di never jevan jurors that so what the tenant so what dini means so what rashingi to by your mares. Da wana damigi so de la si so what so you pumbo so you pumbo layora, suji pumbo so you pumbos. What a de carreres in any. Damegi tso tilas, pumbi tso tila, ane tso tila tso ta karsuri. Pa ming karsu ta pa tso ming ta pa zamre mato, ten tambi rang shinji tuba na tso ji yomares, ta pumbi tso tila tso tewa pemba tang, dewe pemba ta dungagi neva rang shinji tuba tinde yomares, o ta tinde zang. So what I'm seeing you two, maybe so what I'm going to say, Gomba, the pepper, Rick's or what's what I did.
Sorry, so I read ahead a little bit here, but this will finish off the mindfulness of feelings. So here in the sort of last three lines of 101, it says then, and in reality, there is no feeling. It being the case that this composite is identityless or is selfless, then who is hurt by this kind of unreal feeling? So here, if these feelings are not inherently established, are not really truly established, then this aggregate, this sort of collection of these aggregates that is itself selfless and not established by any kind of inherent existence, then how could these feelings, a sort of pleasurable feeling, cause us any kind of benefit, or a suffering feeling cause any kind of harm? These feelings as well are not inherently existent. And so this is the way in which we should make an effort to meditate on the placement, the close mindfulness of feelings, as our feelings are lacking any kind of inherent existence. So we'll stop there for today, having finished the mindfulness of feelings.
Sashi Pooh.